Last year, 91 nations signed the UN International Convention for the Suppression of Acts of Nuclear Terrorism. The convention prohibits individuals from possessing radioactive material with the intention of causing death or serious bodily injury. But some countries have weak nuclear safeguards. Paul Leventhal, founder of the non-governmental Nuclear Control Institute in Washington, D.C., says terrorists could exploit such weakness.
The states today that are most worried about in terms of assisting terrorist organizations are Iran and North Korea. If they were able to acquire fissile material, not necessarily from the state apparatus itself, but one or two entrepreneurial physicists like A.Q. Khan of Pakistan, and I think you have to include Pakistan also as a potential supplier of terrorist organizations.
A.Q. Khan, or Abdul Qadir Khan, is the developer of Pakistan's nuclear bomb. He is under house arrest in that nation for selling nuclear technology to North Korea and Iran. Pakistan denies any prior knowledge of the transfer, but Khan remains a national hero. A member of Pakistan's cabinet, Sheikh Rashid Ahmad, said last year that the scientists would not be sent to a third country for prosecution.
Yes, we supplied Iran with the centrifuge system. Yes, Dr. Qadir gave him this technology, but we are not going to hand over Dr. Qadir to anyone. We will not.
A centrifuge is used in a costly and complicated industrial process to concentrate uranium as fuel for nuclear power plants. Further processing creates fissile material for bombs. Paul Leventhal of the Nuclear Control Institute says that kind of material is very difficult but not impossible to obtain.
One can assume that the group would either have a very sophisticated operation to steal or otherwise acquire the material without the knowledge of a nation or a corporation, or they would have people on the inside.
Leventhal says about 5 kilograms of enriched uranium or plutonium are needed for an atomic bomb. Ivan Ulrich, a physicist with the Federation of American Scientists, says that assembling a bomb is easier than obtaining the fissile material.
You need to have machinists and people who can do computer models and mechanics, people who can actually make the components of the bomb and operate machinery.
Terrorists could also spread fear with a so-called dirty bomb, in which radioactive material would be dispersed by conventional explosives. Physicist Ivan Ulrich says highly radioactive material would create a genuine physical threat, but it could also kill the terrorists before they had a chance to explode the device. He says low-grade radioactive contamination could spread psychological terror.
To be honest, the health dangers would be virtually zero. But people would know, oh, they've put radioactivity into the building, I'm not going to work there. It might be that because of the reaction of, you know, we're human beings and we're not always rational. And from the reaction of people, you might have to abandon a building, not because it's actually dangerous, but because people think it is.
Another example of nuclear terror would be an attack on a nuclear power plant, turning it, in effect, into a huge, dirty bomb. But Ivan Ulrich says such facilities have numerous safeguards against that.
Nuclear containment vessels are supposed to be able to withstand a crash from an aircraft, for example. It's not going to be easy for a terrorist to disrupt the operation of a nuclear power plant. There is, of course, the question of somebody on the inside who wants to betray the plant. That's another question, but there are ways to deal with that. You have two-man rules, you have background security checks, etc.
Given that benefits of nuclear technology are tied to the potential for nuclear terrorism, experts underscore the constant need for security. Some, such as Paul Leventhal of the Nuclear Control Institute, even call for development of alternative energy sources to avoid disaster at the hands of nuclear terrorists. Peter Fidinski, VOA News.